Now, let's begin with a simple relaxation exercise. We're going to relax your body and your mind and work you down into a nice, deep trance. It's really a very simple thing to do. We'll start with your feet and work our way on up. Just simply relaxing your body more and more, and then your mind, until all that exists is a nice, wonderful trance. So, go ahead and let your feet relax. Just simply move them around a little. Let them get as comfortable as they possibly can. Allow them to get completely and utterly relaxed. Let them relax, letting all of your tension out, just listening to my voice, and allowing your body to relax. That's right. So nice and comfortable and relaxed. And let the relaxation continue flowing upward. Your feet, your calves, feel your calves relaxing. Perhaps strain them a little and then just simply let them relax, allowing all of the tension to flow away, allowing your body to relax more and more deeply as you listen to my voice. And just let go and relax. Your feet, your calves, your thighs, feel them all relaxing. Feel your body relaxing, relaxing as it flows up through your body, the relaxation getting deeper and deeper. Just simply letting yourself become more and more comfortable, letting go of all your worries, all of your stress, just allowing your body to relax. Your feet, your calves, your thighs, your waist, feel the relaxation through the entire lower half of your body. Allow it to become more and more comfortable, resting wherever it is, letting go of any tension or need to move at all. Just allow your body to relax. Allow your body to relax and let go as you listen and relax as I guide you down. Down into a nice, deep trance, starting with relaxing your entire body, your feet, your calves, your thighs, your waist, your stomach and chest. Feel yourself relaxed all the way up to your chest, just letting all the stresses and strains go away. Allowing your breathing to steady and slow. All you really need to do right now is focus on my voice, let go, and relax. Nice, deep, comfortable breaths as your body relaxes more and more completely. Your feet, your calves, your thighs, your waist, your stomach and chest, your shoulders, your arms and hands. Let everything relax below your neck. Let all of your tension drain away. Let your arms and hands feel so wonderfully heavy and comfortable. There's no real need to move them. All you really need to do right now is relax and let go, to listen to my voice, and allow your body to become completely and utterly relaxed. Feel the relaxation. Your feet, your calves, your thighs, your waist, your stomach and chest, your shoulders, your arms, your hands, your neck, your face, your eyes. Let your entire body relax. From your head to your feet, let everything just relax. Stop thinking about anything else, anything other than listening to my voice. Listening to my voice, letting go and relaxing. That's right. Just let yourself relax more and more completely as I guide you down deeper and deeper into a nice, comfortable trance. I'm going to count down now, down from 10 to 1. And as I continue downward, you'll find your mind sinking down into a wonderful, deep, comfortable trance. 10. Relaxing deeper and deeper, your mind slipping away. All you need to do is listen to my voice and allow your mind and body to relax, focusing only on my voice, letting all of the other noises around you fade to insignificance. 9. Relaxing deeper and deeper. It feels so good to be this relaxed, so good to let yourself go this way. 8. Deeper and deeper still, letting the world around you slip away, letting your focus slip away until all that exists is my voice guiding you down deeper and deeper still. 7. So very, very deeply relaxed, letting my voice be your guide as the rest of the world seems to fade away, becoming less and less important. 6. Halfway there and going deeper, your mind relaxing down, your body already so relaxed. All you really want to do right now is listen to my voice, to let go of the outside world and relax. 5. So deeply relaxed, your mind and your body so very, very wonderfully relaxed. There is no need to do anything. Just listen to my voice and go deeper still. 4. So wonderfully deep and relaxed. It feels good to relax like this, to shut away the rest of the world and just let your mind be guided to a wonderful place. 3. Deeper and deeper still. Your mind so very, very deep and relaxed. Your body so very, very deep and relaxed. All you want to do is listen to my voice right now and let it guide you on. 2. Deeper and deeper still. Mind and body so wonderfully relaxed. That's right. So deeply deeply relaxed. One, feel yourself so amazingly relaxed as you listen to my voice, as I guide you on a journey that's going to exist only inside of this trance, but a journey which you will remember with perfect clarity when you do awaken. I want you to imagine now, imagine that you are somewhere away from your house, somewhere where you don't entirely feel safe. You've been out, you're walking, and you hear the sounds of nails clicking on cement. They're the nails, very, very large, wild animal. You can hear them getting closer, and your sense of fear seems to be growing. Your sense of terror is growing inside of you. You can hear the animal getting closer, and as you look, trying to find it, you catch your first glimpse at it. Your first glimpse of this animal. It is perhaps the largest wolf you have ever seen. It isn't some small dog. No, this wolf is perhaps the size of a Great Dane, maybe even larger when you count for the size of its body and its head. This is no small animal. This is a predator. You can feel the terror work through your body as you get a glimpse of this animal. This animal is stalking its prey, and you are very, very aware that this animal's prey is you. You do not know why. You're not even sure where the animal came from, but you can tell immediately that this animal is after you. You attempt to run, to escape. The animal is far faster than you will ever be. As you run, you find the animal getting closer and closer to you. With a sudden lunge, the animal bites at you. Teeth don't sink into your flesh. Instead, the animal is grasped at your clothing, pulling on the shirt that you are wearing, gripping a chunk out of it. And as the time passes, the animal continues to do so. It seems to be almost surgical in its attacks, every bite ripping a piece of your clothing away. This is not helping you. You are terrified. Why would this animal attack me in this way? Why would any animal attack me in this way? Makes no sense to you, but the animal is staring at you with eyes that terrify you. You can feel his breath wash across your body. You can hear the sound of him, the sound of his howl growling out through his teeth. You can feel him there as he bites again, ripping the clothes you're wearing, tearing them away piece by piece. He's not satisfied with just your shirt. No, for some reason you do not understand, this animal is tearing the clothes from your body, pressing his body against you, knocking you around, tearing them away until they are in tatters about your body. And as you continue being attacked by this huge wolf, you realize for the first time this animal is not merely paying attention to you. No, this animal is in fact fully engorged. This animal is after you in a manner you never, ever considered before. This animal wants you. sexually. The thought is, in its own ways, terrifying. The thought going through your head is that this animal is about to do something unspeakable to you, that there's absolutely nothing you can do to stop it. The animal continues to attack you, continues to go after you. Now he's nipping at you, not doing enough damage to truly damage you. But you can feel the force of his body as he presses you. A little bit of damage to your legs, and pretty soon you find yourself forced to the ground, forced into a position that you are not liking at all. No, this animal knows what it wants, and it has apparently decided that you are some kind of mate, that you are somehow capable of being a useful mate for it. The thought is absolutely terrifying. The size of its engorged penis is enormous, and upon that penis is a huge knot. And you know that the way a dog or a wolf mounts, that is going to go inside of you, and that you will then be trapped there, attached to this huge wolf for as long as he keeps you there. You are absolutely horrified as he comes around behind you and presses his huge weight against you. You are helpless. Helpless. As his cock shreds through any undergarments you may be wearing and plunges inside of you, you can feel it. You can feel it impaling you. Impaling you all the way to the knot, and you already feel so vastly, vastly full. You can feel the warmth of this animal's body against you, the heat of its breath crossing over your ear, and you are absolutely terrified as it continues to push against you, pressing itself into you harder and faster, until that huge knot makes its way inside of your body. And now you are actually attached to the animal. This wolf has impaled you upon his knot and is taking you. It isn't a kind act. There is no mercy here. The wolf is simply taking his pleasure from your body, and you have no choice. You are completely and utterly powerless. You feel more helpless than you have ever felt in your life. You are being used. Used by an animal for its own sexual gratification. And it makes you feel so very, very small and helpless. You feel the warm jets of its cum as they spurt inside of you. Over and over again, the animal is filling you with his seed, taking you. Relentlessly, mercilessly, if you even try to whimper and get away, a snap of his jaws brings little bloody tracks to your body, reminding you that in some weird way, you are this animal's bitch and he is taking you however he wants. There is no choice in this action. You are completely and utterly helpless, pinned under this huge, magnificent, terrifying animal as he continues to use you and use you for as long as his knot remains hard. Many, many long minutes pass. Your body is completely and utterly exhausted. It feels as if this animal is going to go on taking you forever. And yet, finally, you begin feeling an easing of the tension of his knot as it slowly shrinks back down to its original size. Finally, sated, the wolf pulls his huge sheath out of you, pulls it out of you. You crumple yourself, exhausted to the ground. Spent in so very, very many ways. It is entirely possible you have orgasmed during this experience, your body betraying you, But it didn't matter to the wolf. It never mattered to the wolf. This was all about his satisfaction. And then, in an act that only a human would engage in, the wolf brings his huge member in front of your face, and you know, with a deep, dark certainty, that he wants you to clean him. That he wants you to clean him as a partner might demand of their lover. No, there is something almost human behind this wolf's eyes, and yet you know that you have no choice, that he could end your life here in an instant, and you would lie bleeding on the ground. And so, defeated, you find yourself cleaning the wolf's member, cleaning it to his satisfaction as perfectly as you possibly can. And then, when you are finally done, he nips you behind the ear, almost painful, almost as if to say, "You're mine and I'll be back." And then, as suddenly as he appeared, the wolf disappears into the night, running at a speed you can barely imagine, leaving you there, your body completely spent and used. You never had a choice in this. You never had a way to stop it, and you remember every single detail in perfect, brutal clarity, and you will remember every detail, every single one when you awaken. Your mind will fill in as many as it can. You will remember the experience as clearly as if it had actually happened to you. I will leave it in your mind to decide if this was merely an animal or a werewolf of some sort. I will let you fill in that blank. Either way, you will remember being attacked and raped by a wolf when you awaken. And now, you will awaken. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. One, waking up. Two, more and more awake. Three, closer and closer. Four, almost there. Five, awaken, refreshed and awake, remembering everything.